song.
I bet that's what you want.
Searching the faces.
The Loneliest Creature in the World by Maggie Fraser. A little bit sad if you think about the song title, but anyways, I like the song because we just heard a good mix between country rock and just slow and relaxing country. I really like the mix between kind of a little bit sad, but then you also have these rocky songs, which I really like. I like the mix between both. I cannot listen to rock all the time because then it kind of annoys me, but I also cannot listen to sad music all the time. I need a good mix, and I hope you enjoyed that too. And first we heard the Cornfield by Maggie Fraser. So we just heard Maggie Fraser twice. Then we heard You Don't Deserve a Country Song by Alana Springsteen. And then we had Jack's Hollow with Wallflower Girl in Bloom, which fits perfectly to the sunny spring weather right now because we currently have 10 degrees. Can you imagine? 10 degrees on a mountain, on the top of the mountain, because we are CDSF 90.1 FM and we are broadcasting here from the Burnaby Mountain. And yeah, it is mostly sunny today, so I hope you can enjoy a little bit of sun. Maybe you are outside right now. I know that Embark is right now planting some plants in their community garden, and I hope if you are on campus that you can attend there, because it's such an amazing event that you can have your own plant in the community garden, which is super super cool, and you should definitely check that out if you want to learn more about Embark. So that's our sustainability society here on SFU campus, and you should definitely check out their website and their Instagram. You can all find their information on our archives on cdsf.ca. And you are definitely interested in what day is today, because that's a kind of a tradition. If you know Coffee Time so far, then you know that what day is today is a tradition. And actually, I was thinking about doing a kind of a little intro for what day is today. And let me think about it, and I will work on it. And I will be back with some fresh new tunes and intros in 2 weeks. I'm excited. I will pre-record the show for next week, so don't be sad. You will definitely hear me next week, but unfortunately not live. But in 2 weeks, I will be back again with a fresh new start. And now, what day is today? So today is National Artichoke Day, National Panda Day, which I love. I love pandas. They're so, so cute. And it is so, so important that we know that today is National Pandas Day, because pandas are so, they're so sweet, and we should definitely protect them. They need to be protected. They're going to be extinct if we don't protect them. So be aware of that. National Nose Healthy Day, National Lips Appreciation Day, and National Freedom of Information Day, which is also a very important day. But I always tell you the information about the day that I find most interesting and most informative. So today I would like to talk about Sankt Urs Day. I hope I pronounced it right. So Sankt Urs Day is part of the story of the United States. It begins with the immigration of the different cultures. And in the US, various holidays celebrate these kinds of cultures. It was celebrated by Finnish people. So the Finnish have traditions that keep them proud of their heritage. And yeah, I want to tell you now a little bit about the history of Sankt Urs Day. And then we will hear our last three songs for today, because we're almost at the end of the show. You only have 60 minutes left. Isn't that sad? I know, it is sad. I need a two-hour show. Because yesterday I hosted Intravenous. If you don't know Intravenous, it's a show that shows you different topics from a feminist lens. And yeah, you look on things differently and discuss female topics. And it's also interesting. And I discussed a very interesting topic about the spring equinox with my co-host Pranjali. And we had such a good show. And we always said we need a podcast because we could talk for like over 2 hours. And I could do that too. I mean, I'm talking to myself right now, so I don't have a co-host here. But if I have a co-host, I could talk more than 2 hours, because I love talking. So anyways, back to history of the Sankt Urs Day. So Sankt Urs is an unusual character. According to the legend, he chased the grasshoppers out of Finland, shouting at them, I quote now, "Grasshoppers, grasshoppers, go to hell and save the wine vineyards from destruction, save the grapes and the workers' jobs, all while fortified by sour milk and fish soup. From this instance, he became a hero." very interesting story. Sounds similar to St. Patrick's Day, doesn't it? I mean, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. If you don't know what St. Patrick's Day is, it's a day to celebrate St. Patrick. He was a missionary in Ireland, so it's an Irish celebration. And tomorrow, there's so many things are happening. Probably all of the people are going to drink tomorrow, the whole day. I mean, in Ireland, the people will freak out. But here, the people are freaking out too. I didn't even know it was a celebration here or a holiday here, but it is. And people are going to have so many parties here. There's also going to be a lacrosse game tomorrow. So Vancouver has a lacrosse team and they're going to play tomorrow in the Rogers Arena. And maybe I will attend, maybe not. I have to think about it and see if there's still tickets left. If you're looking for a good activity for tomorrow, then you should check that out too. And yeah, there's so many things happening. Unfortunately, they don't have a parade anymore, which I'm really sad about, because for Lunar's New Year's, they had a very cool and beautiful parade, but they don't do this anymore, unfortunately. So yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. It's a Finnish, so the St. Ursa is a Finnish version of the St. Patrick's Day, but it's happening one day before. And it's kind of to prepare the people for St. Patrick's Day. And yeah, people wear purple and green on this day and celebrate by drinking wine and reciting his story. So how he chased the grasshoppers out of the town to protect the wine, which is a very funny story, by the way. And the funny thing is, now we come to the funniest fact, is that St. Urs doesn't exist and never has. He's a story born of a sheer fascination humor. Many sources argue that the originator of the story began with the department store owner Richard Madsen in Virginia, and he, alongside some friends, created the character as a joke. And however, according to his legends, the story spread nationwide, mostly to the southern states and the Finnish that occupied the areas, would celebrate the saint as a part of their national heritage. And another source also credits Sulu Havumaki, a Finnish resident of Bemidji, which states that the story of St. Patrick's were a part of his local identity, who's credited from changing the themes from plague to grasshoppers. And how you can celebrate the St. Urs Day is that you should celebrate quirky and unique. As I already said, you should wear purple and green and tell the story about the fake St. Urs and why you find it interesting. And if you're daring, take a trip to Minnesota and visit the statue erected in towns such as Virginia and Bemidji. Share this holiday on your favorite social media website and you can tell everyone about the St. Urs story, which is a fake story, but still, you can remember his story, tell your friends about it, and maybe it will spread. Or maybe not. I mean, they even have a statue in Minnesota, which is crazy. And yeah, in 1737, the first parade was held in Boston. In 1950s, it was originated in Minnesota. In 1962, the Chicago River is colored green to celebrate this day. If you don't know what is happening right now, they colored the Chicago River in green, which is crazy. Look it up on Google. It's a real thing. Saw it on TikTok recently. And it is interesting because they do this to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but it's always one or two days before St. Patrick's Day. So the Chicago River is already green for tomorrow's celebration and everybody's hyped up. So yeah, check that out on your social medias or Google and look it up. It's interesting. I should definitely go to Chicago one day and look on the river myself. And in 1975, the Minnesota government declares a proclamation recognizing the St. Urs Day. So it's a real celebration. And I think this was the day that stick the most to my thoughts. And yeah, I found the story very interesting because it's a fake story, but still people are celebrating with like a real story, like St. Patrick's Day, but the St. Urs never existed. So it's kind of funny to me that they're celebrating a non-existing man or person that did this grasshopper thing. So interesting. It's so funny. Traditions can be so funny and varies on each country. So yeah, if you're interested now, I don't know, look for your favorite green or purple shirt, wear it and tell the story of St. Urs. And while listening to my last three songs, first song is I'm a Player Too by Emma Caro, which it's just a very, I don't know, it sounds like a badass song. And I would like to play now. And while listening to that, you can tell your friends, your family about it, about St. Urs Day, what's happening in the world, or about National Pandas Day, or, I don't know, National Lips Appreciation Day, or National No Selfies Day, or National Freedom of Information Day. Doesn't matter. Tell what is going on in the world and spread your knowledge. And now enjoy I'm a Player Too by Emma Caro, and you're going to hear me after that. Now enjoy. and Jones with Rise. Such a nice song and a good conclusion for this episode, because we are here at the end of the show and I'm a little bit sad because I could talk for hours here to you and listen to some more country music. And if you want to check it out, please go on our website cdsf.ca, check out our archives and make sure that you listen to some country songs, because it always makes me happy and always makes me stand up and dance around and be happy. And try to make the best out of this sunny weather. Hope you can enjoy your rest of the day. Next show is coming up soon. And I'm your host, Vivian. Thank you so much for listening. This is CDSF 90.1 FM. And this was Coffee Time. Hope you enjoy it. And now you will hear the last PSA for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm out for now. And I hope you can enjoy your day. I'm out. And this is our advertisement. See you or hear you next week. Bye.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector.